You've heard all about this whole paleo thing, but you've wondered if it's really for you. You've been searching for someone to guide you along the way. Your search is over. Let registered nurse Marie Grace Berg lead the way with these inspiring stories of people who have been where you are. Welcome to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy with Marie Grace Berg.
Have you ever wondered why you're having a hard time losing weight? Eat More, Burn More is focused on helping you transform your body into a fat-burning mode by turning off the hormone that sabotages your fat loss. Go to eatmoreburnmoresystem.com to learn more. All right, paleo fans out there, let's get started. I am excited to introduce you our amazing guests for today, Chad and Chris. Chris and Chad are the brains behind Primal Pal, a tool which I am so excited about. It gives you a fully customized weekly meal plan that not only gives you delicious recipes for each meal that week, but also lays out the meals you eat that week. Plus, it also generates an ingredient and food shopping list. So talk about a complete done-for-you resource here. Chad is a former collegiate athlete, a sprinter extraordinaire, and an outdoor enthusiast. Chad was like looking to get in better shape and to increase his energy levels during the day. He found the paleo way of eating and decided to learn all he could about it. Chris, on the other hand, is a health and fitness enthusiast, lover of Vibram 5-finger shoes, I love those, and certified stand-up paddle fitness instructor. You know, not too long ago, he was struggling to get better get in better shape and was having a hard time making sense of all the conflicting information that was available to the public. And he stumbled across the idea of eating like a caveman, and that soon led him to the paleo diet and lifestyle. We are thrilled to hear more of their stories as we take them back to their journey when they first started living the paleo lifestyle. To our paleo fans today, Chris and Chad, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Excited.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right, so let's jump into our first topic. What made you two decide to go on paleo?
For me, deciding to go paleo, I kind of stumbled across it. I was actually looking to shed a few pounds before going on an upcoming vacation. And I actually, you know, Chris is one of my good friends. And so I was talking to Chris and he was giving me some pointers about how to look a little better on the beach. And it just so happened he was basically describing eating paleo, although I didn't know it at the time. And so I started to take his advice. And I couldn't believe the results I was seeing. So, you know, I looked better than I ever had, and I was a former collegiate athlete. And I honestly looked better 8 years after being a college collegiate athlete just by eating paleo. And so for me, I was pretty stunned at the results there. And then more than that, I noticed how I felt. You know, I have kind of a desk job, and so yeah, I hit that 1 to 2 o'clock crash each day, and I noticed I had energy all day. I never hit dips. It was just constant energy. And so it was kind of a mini experiment for me to, you know, to go on a vacation, but it definitely got my attention. And so at that moment, I decided that I was going to continue to eat this way.
So you actually learned from Chris. So how about you, Chris? What made you decide to try the paleo diet and lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. My path was a little bit different than Chad's. So after graduating from college, I got into a pretty stressful job right out of college and basically put on some extra weight. And I was also struggling with a few health issues. And I won't go into the details of those because it might be borderline too much information. But basically, I was going to the doctor trying to get these health issues figured out. I figured the fact that I had a few extra LBs that I was carrying around probably wasn't helping the situation. And I remember asking the doctor if what I was eating could be contributing to the problems I was having. And he basically wrote me off and said, "You're a young guy. As long as you're eating a halfway healthy diet, you'll be fine." So that wasn't an acceptable answer to me because nothing we were doing was working. So I took matters into my own hand. I started eliminating you know, processed foods and sugars from my diet, and I started to see good results. And basically, my health issues that I was having went away. And really, that's how I came across deciding to go paleo. Once I saw those results, then it was just off to the races from there.
Well, that really resonates to some portion of our listeners, I'm sure. I mean, with you, Chad, being an athlete and you wanting an increased energy or sustained energy in for that matter. And then you, Chris, you had a stressful job and you want to nail your health. And yeah, like what you said with going to the doctor, and that must be really stressful. Also, knowing that what kind of advice you're going to get probably was not the answer you want.
Yeah, the advice wasn't working. The advice I was getting, I was following that advice, and I wasn't getting results. So I knew something had to change, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that. But yeah, the paleo diet, I can honestly say making that change in my diet was one of the best health and nutrition decisions I've made to this point in my life.
Awesome. And you both touched on your life and personal situation before starting to paleo. Now, was there a compelling vision to both of you that keeps you driving to succeed following the paleo diet and lifestyle?
For me, going paleo basically opened up my awareness. And so I started to realize that I was in control of my future health, you know, as much as I could be. I could be the best Chad possible. And so once I understood that and became conscious of really my well-being and my nutrition, you know, that was the vision for me, just long-term health in general.
Yeah, and for me, it was somewhat of the same deal. I mean, obviously, I was struggling with a health issue that, you know, Chad didn't have that sort of issue happening. So I was kind of in a painful state. I was in a lot of physical pain. And add to the physical pain the fact that when I looked in the mirror, I just wasn't happy with what I was seeing, I was probably 35 pounds overweight. And I just knew something had to change. So I got really clear on why I wanted to do this. And I think that's where I agree with Chad. It was long-term health, longevity. I wanted to feel better. I obviously wanted to get rid of the physical pain I was feeling. So I kept that vision of being pain-free, being happy with what I saw in the mirror when I woke up in the morning. Those were the things that kept me going when motivation was low.
So with you, Chad, it was basically control of your future self. I mean, a long-term health, which I am sure a lot of our listeners really want to strive for. And for you, Chris, of course, the physical pain, that's a big, I think, a driving force for a lot of our listeners. And not being happy with how you look or those physical attributes. But at the same time, it is beyond the physical attributes that you want to achieve, which is long-term the longevity, long-term health. So I really admire that you guys share this vision, because I can our listeners can see for themselves as well that this is not just a short-term thing, but if you have something that you look forward to, that will drive you to continue with this once you get started with it. At least that would help them to make the journey. Because I'm sure it's not easy. I mean, as far as I experienced it, I had like ups and downs in following the paleo diet and lifestyle. So I'm sure having that compelling vision that you see yourself in that, going in that direction, that really pulls you and that makes you decide on make smart choices as well. So thank you for sharing that. Now let's talk about how you guys transitioned from the non-paleo to paleo. Now, what I want you guys to share is that was it difficult? How was it like when you guys started following the paleo diet?
For me, it was difficult, but I'm the type of person that once I get something in my head, I'm just gonna do it. And so I had that willpower behind me, I guess. That I guess I was born with. And so I just decided that's what I was going to do. But for me, the transition was really baby steps. You know, just me understanding that I wasn't going to be perfect all the time. each day, you know, I wasn't going to make 100% good decisions on things that I chose to eat each day. You know, you run into situations where, you know, you need a quick snack, you're in an office, there's donuts sitting around, and you're hungry. And so you'll have those moments. And so what I tried to do is focus on bigger wins. And bigger wins for me was at the end of the day, just knowing that for the most part, you know, the majority of my day, I was making good decisions, and I would build off of that each day. So if every day I tried to, you know, get a little better, I knew I would succeed long term. And for me, that's really what happened. You know, I tried to do at the beginning, you know, my thoughts were if I could succeed 80% of each day, then I was doing better than I was before. Well, not too long after that, you know, I was 95% eating paleo, and it wasn't even really trying anymore. It just became a habit as to, you know, what I eat and what I don't. And then once you do fall off the wagon, you know, you have a reminder pretty quickly because you don't feel very good. And for me, you know, it interrupts my digestion. And so you just really start to take notice.
Yeah. And I'm piggybacking off Chad a little bit. It was a slow start. So I made the decision that something had to change. I made that decision quickly. So it was, yes, I need to do something about this health issue I'm having. I need to do something about losing some of this excess weight I'm carrying around. But then after I made that decision, it was just one step at a time. So I think a lot of times it's easy to say, well, I want to change everything right now. I want to start working out 5 times a week. I want to eat completely strict paleo. And I want to just change my entire lifestyle all at once. And that's just not realistic. So like Chad, what I focused on was just one step at a time. So the first things for me were cutting out processed junk food, cutting out excess sugar in my diet. And, you know, when I say processed junk food, I'm a little bit broad with that term, but I throw things like any kind of processed grain products, like your breads and your pastas and things like that, I throw that in that category. And I just cleaned out those empty calories I was getting in my diet. So that was the first step I took. And then every day it was just focusing on sticking with that. And once I had mastered that first step, then I went on to the next thing, which would be like exercise and making sure that I was exercising appropriately. And then after that, it's the next thing, which is some of the lifestyle habits.
Now, if you I can hear that you, of course, you had some challenges with it, but was there a big challenge that you guys experienced that our listeners can relate to, and how did you overcome them?
Let me think about that one.
Well, I know for me, the big challenge, and something I think we see a lot of even from members of Primal Pal, is dealing with family, friends, and other people. So a lot of times people are going to question what you're doing, and it's innocent questions. It's things like Chad talked about being in the break room and there are donuts laying around. Well, if you skip on the donuts and everyone else is having one, it's easy for people to start raising an eyebrow and going, you know, why aren't you eating the donut too, type of thing. So for me, that was a big challenge early on, dealing with people asking me questions and kind of giving me weird looks, you know, when I wouldn't eat things. I think I was actually at a barbecue with Chad and another friend at one point, and there were hot dogs and hamburgers, and I was having my food without any of the buns or bread or anything like that, and I think they were giving me strange looks. But once you get past the looks and the questions and you realize that this is a change you're making for your own health and for yourself, then you can overcome that challenge. And that's what happened for me.
Chris.
Yeah.
Let's hear it from you.
All right. So for me, I guess the biggest challenge that I had to overcome was being prepared. And that really, what that really boiled down to was having snacks on hand and planning my meals out. So at work, you know, if I found myself in a situation where I was really hungry and I did not have snacks on hand, then you know, I would basically go into failure and I would find anything that I could eat. And so I started to realize that if I could just do a little planning ahead of time, having snacks on hand, things I could eat on hand, my success kind of depended on that for a while. And it still does to this day. I still have to plan. And then also really just planning, for me, it's dinners. You know, a long day at work, you know, sometimes you get tempted to just go and eat fast food maybe, or, you know, eat something as quick as possible. But by planning ahead and having some meals ready that you can quickly make because, you know, everyone's busy, that has really helped me overcome, you know, choosing bad foods to eat. You know, so for me, that's been the biggest challenge is just planning.
You both touched on two things that I think are the major challenges that our listeners can relate to. You know, first is the dealing with family and friends, and the second one is to be prepared. I know with dealing with family and friends, I've experienced that one myself. I mean, they look at me like I'm a weird creature. And
you're not weird.
Exactly. I mean, we're just normal people. We're just eating the way we should be eating. And then for you, Chris, I totally resonate with you there, because being a nurse, you know, we're doing with a lot of my colleagues, most of us do a long shifts, and by the time one of our problems is to have meals that bring with us. And you know, when you are at work, for example, most of the vending machines offer, you know, non-healthy food, so being prepared in those times and planning meals is a challenge, but you know, it is doable. Like I used to always say that if you make time to brush your teeth, you should be able to make plan to prepare something healthy meals for you. Anyway, it is your body who's going to be benefiting from this. So I really thank you for sharing this, because I am sure our listeners really can relate to those instances, and at least they can be prepared for the journey they're going to be facing, and what experience they're going to be expecting as they transition to adopting this lifestyle. Now, let's talk about measure of success. You know, success is relative and it's a mindset, but I'd like your perspective on how do you guys measure your success following the paleo diet and lifestyle? What were your benchmarks? I know they can be physical, they can be tangible or intangible, but what are those? I mean, I'd like to paint a picture for our listeners to see themselves, to be able to see themselves that, okay, this is what I want to strive for. What are those?
For me, you know, how I measure myself at the beginning, I guess how I measured myself at the beginning was that, you know, I was kind of stumbled upon, you know, the diet, and I started looking a certain way. And so for me, it was to continue to look that way. And so if I started making, you know, some bad decisions, I could tell, you know, by how I felt, by how I looked. And so for me, it's kind of just getting a snapshot of, you know, when I feel my best and when I look my best, and then just trying to keep that, you know, in mind each and every day. And so that's kind of what I use for my measurements. It's just based on, you know, I guess my peak self, and just keep referring back to that.
Yeah, no, for me, it's somewhat the same thing. Obviously, with the health issues I was experiencing, when I saw those go away, that was a big measure of success for me, was getting rid of that health issue, which I did successfully and I managed to keep it away. So I knew that if I went back to the way I was doing things before, most likely I would be suffering from that sort of physical pain again, which I wanted to avoid at all costs. And you know, making progress with how you look is a big motivator. I mean, we can try to gloss over that, but I think just being real, when you get compliments from other people saying that there is a change in the way you look, and on top of that, you feel better in the first place, then I think that can be a huge motivator for people. And the hardest thing, though, is just getting started and giving it time to work, because I feel like if you jump into this and you're expecting to see a huge change in how you look and how you feel within, you know, a matter of days or a matter of a week, know, it's not going to happen. You'll get frustrated. But if you give yourself enough time to let this work, you'll start to see results. And that in itself will be enough motivation to keep you going.
Awesome. And that brings us to the next topic. If there are three things that our listeners can do today to transition to adopting this paleo approach to eating and lifestyle, what are those three things?
Three things. I would say the first thing is take baby steps. One day at a time, you know, just try to do the best you can. If you try to do too much at once, I feel like you'll overwhelm yourself. And so that's kind of a measure for failure, really. And so I would say take baby steps, take it one day at a time. I would say the second thing would be to don't let a mini failure derail your entire plan. So it's easy to be going along really well, you know, eating really well, then all of a sudden you make a bad decision, and because you made one bad decision, well, I'll make another and another because it doesn't matter anymore, when that's not true. If you just continue to go down the path making good decisions, you're going to have those little run-ins, but continuing to press on, I feel, is really, really important. And then the third thing I would say is to, you know, create your own vision. What do you want, you know, your health and life to look like 5 years from now, 20 years from now, down the road? And I feel like if you do that, kind of find your why on why you're choosing to eat this way and live this way, I feel like that'll keep you motivated and kind of keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah, those are all good. I mean, you pretty much said it, Chad. I think, you know, a few things I would add to that, you know, with the starting small, is staying focused on just fundamentals, like the basics. I think a lot of time it's easy to get into like information overload where you're reading a bunch of blog posts and, you know, there's an endless amount of books and stuff you can read. I think that's all great, but at the end of the day, you just have to focus on some basic things, which, you know, for me was a big thing that helped me, was just cutting out processed junk food, cut out some of the refined grains that take up a majority of your diet. If you can do those things and start to just do some more movement and exercise type stuff, you're going to get a long way and see a lot of good results just doing those basic changes. Definitely don't let setbacks like totally derail your efforts, just like Chad was saying. Get right back on the horse right away. Like the analogy I like to use is a flat tire. If you have a flat tire, you don't junk the whole car and say, forget this trip, we're not going on this trip anymore. What you do is you get out, you change the tire, and you get right back on the road. And that's what you have to do with any kind of, you know, off-road on your diet or on your paleo lifestyle. If you make a mistake, which you will, just like Chad said, get right back into it and just pick up where you left off. And, you know, lastly, I would say surround yourself with healthy people. So sometimes it's hard to have that support group in place, and maybe you're not getting the support you want at home. You know, try to find other people that are trying to live a healthy lifestyle and surround yourself with those people.
Wow, those are golden. So let me summarize them for our listeners. First, take baby steps one day at a time. Second, don't let those mini failures derail you with your plan. I mean, like what Chad and Chris were saying, when you fall off the wagon, just start again and move on, and then create your own vision. I'm really big on this. Like, you really want to have something that will drive you forward and that will keep you motivated. What is it that you envision it yourself? What is it? What do you want your health and life, for example, 5 years from now, or 1 month from now, 1 year from now, 2 years from now? And then staying focused on the fundamentals, which is the basics. Like what you said, Chris, start with simple things. Start substituting things that are easy for you to do, for example, today. And you also touched upon the part incorporating movements. And this is big, surrounding yourself with healthy people. And I believe, I really believe in this. And it also not only with health, but in other aspects of your life. I mean, there's a saying, every like, that you are the average of the five people that you are hanging around with. So if you surround yourself with healthy people, naturally you'll be driven a direction that you will be inspired with them. They will be inspired by you. So choose your, of course, we cannot choose who we hang out with, but especially with our families. But of course, you can surround yourself with people those are moving in the same direction as you do. So those are really, really awesome tips. I'm sure our listeners will have those takeaways will really be able to start the incorporating them starting today. So thank you for those. Now, I'd like to touch on your plans for the future for both of you. I'd like you to tell us more about Primal Pal and what you guys are up to.
All right. So with Primal Pal, so, you know, when we started Primal Pal, you know, we were new to paleo and it kind of comes back to the planning thing. Chris and I were having a talk one day. We had lunch together and, you know, we were like, you know, there really isn't a way to customize your meal plan. There was a lot of information that was given to you about meals you would eat. And so we decided to have a crazy idea to, well, let's just create our own meal plan really for ourselves. And then we can share it with everyone else. And so that's kind of how it started. And then now, you know, what we're trying to do is, you know, continue to improve Primal Pal to make it the best paleo meal planner available. You know, so just trying to make it the best possible planning tool for anyone going paleo. And so right now we're kind of in the middle of that. Chris, you could probably touch on a few things.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I would add to that is the big focus was helping people kind of help themselves. So we all know that planning is important, and we have our own version of planning. Everyone has their own version of planning. Even choosing not to create a plan is a plan. So you choose not to plan, that's your plan, right? So what we want to do is empower people with Primal Pal to be able to have a very simple, easy to use tool to create a plan for themselves. A lot of times there are other services, but it seems like, and this is where we kind of thought about this for Primal Pal, was all these other services basically try to tell you what to eat. Like, here is your plan. Like, you have to follow this plan. And that just doesn't work for everyone. I would much rather have control over my own plan. So that's what we try to do with Primal Pal. And like Chad said, we just continue to try to improve it as much as possible for our members. And we're always looking for feedback. So we always appreciate that. And yeah, we're just trying to make it the best possible system it can be to help people set better habits for themselves as far as nutrition.
Wow, I really like that one. And the one that you said about it's a tool to help people help themselves. I think that is a major factor, being able to empower others to do it themselves. Because you know what? If they are able to do it themselves, they see themselves continuing to do it rather than just spoon-feeding them with things. I'd rather have them, like what you said, help them to be able to help themselves. So I am really excited for this tool that you have up there. Now, I'd like you guys to tell our listeners as we wrap up on what's the best way for them to connect with both of you and to continue connecting with you and learning from you guys.
Yeah, the best way would be to go to our website at primalpal.net and get on our mailing list. We share a lot of stuff with our mailing list that we don't put out on the blog necessarily. So come interact with us there. And then you can also find us out on Facebook at facebook.com/primalpal.
And by the way, all of the resources and the links mentioned in today's podcast will be made available in a beautiful infographic show notes at transitioningtopaleo.com. You just have to type in the name Chris or Chad on the search bar and it will find it for you. All right, so Chris and Chad, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time and your inspiring story for our listeners today, and also for being a role model and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Our paleo fans out there, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Did you know there is a hormone in your body that turns your belly into a magnet for ugly fat? It literally turns the food you eat into embarrassing, pan-stretching, stubborn belly fat, even the foods you think are healthy. Discover a simple test that reveals if the belly fat hormone is sabotaging your fat loss, and learn the easy and natural ways to shut down this hormone for good, so you can have the flat stomach you deserve. Go to eatmoreburnmoresystem.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy. Now it's time to get your quick and easy step-by-step guide to transitioning to the paleo diet. This beautiful free download includes the three most important things that you need to be focusing on in order to make the transition as smooth as possible. Ready to get started? Head over to transitioningtopaleo.com right now and begin your journey. And we'll see you next time.